Alhamdulillah, we are grateful to Allah millions of times over. It's Allah's blessings that Allah has given us an azeem amal. A person like me who's not capable, Allah has given me the capability, ability, that He has made me capable of undertaking a journey to come and sit in the midst of you pious brethren. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He allow my coming and your gathering together accepted. May Allah accept it, and may Allah ta'ala make this a treasure for the hereafter. The objective of coming here, my niyyah is one. My intention is one, that we sit and we do the dhikr of Allah. We remember Allah. Insan, the human being, when he makes effort for any good deed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same way, according to his effort, gives him reward. You can do dhikr at home, you can do it anywhere. But to undertake a journey, this is all with Allah Ta'ala's permission. On every footstep, Allah Ta'ala increases the rewards. Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, Allah's remembrance, that's why I'm present here, for that reason. And for that, all we should do is sit and do dhikr. A speech or wa'id or lecture is not my objective at this moment in time. For dhali dhikr, there are many hadith in ta'aleem, in the education, the ulama, respected scholars tell us, educate us. It's not time to hear, it's time to do. It's time to do. Dhikr is for doing, not for listening. But why? Because dhikr, remembrance of Allah, is such a great action about which the Qur'an has stated, وَلَا ذِكَرَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The Qur'an has said clearly, in the hadith, there are hadith that explain to us that this amal, this action is greater than all other actions. It's the soul of all amal, all deeds. Dhikr is the soul of all deeds. The reason for that is this, that we, every moment until death, until the final second, we should do our isla, rectification. Nafs, base desires, and shaitan are with us. We're in a sort of challenging generation, fitna, challenges, sins, unique, weird types of sins. The new generation, their pressure is on top of us. How can we prevent them from bad things, bad actions? Shaitan, he is trying to spoil our deen, or is spoiling our deen with unique and different methods. And he says, no problem, it's fine. We have to do it. We've come here, we're living here, we're in this country, etc. How can we stop ourselves? How can we save our deen? How? So this, or all these factors, you can say a person, he's given up, he surrendered. That, oh, how can I be saved? Nafs and shaitan, they're too strong, I'm weak. Such things have been created in the world today that it's very difficult for the human being to save himself from wrong. But nothing is impossible, my brothers. Allah Ta'ala, for every generation, has prepared a solution for ease. And the more a person, if he makes effort, he tries hard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to that, will give the ajr. Allah will give the ajr. Just like if we see that today the generation we're in is that we don't have the emphasis on practicing the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very seldom will you see sunnah in people's homes. Sunnah is what? Everyday life. Everyday life. Eating food, drinking water, sleeping, going to the toilet. These are all great actions to enter into the home. But we have made this a minor that we don't need to do according to the sunnah. These are such actions that the whole deen is present within these actions. Eating food is such an action that when we eat, the food goes into our bodies, it's digested, the blood's formed, then we do ibadah, then we think. But if we eat in the non-sunnah way, then shayateen go inside us. That same food, even if it is halal, but it becomes fasad for us. Yes, it stops us from praying salah, it prevents us praying salah, and it takes us away from the deen, it diverts us. We don't know this. That how is all this happening? Why is there negative things in my life? I don't feel like praying salah, I'm feeling lazy, negligent, my children don't feel like practicing, that they feel like listening to the songs and the music, but we are not focused on deen, and then we just sit cross-legged and give up. But man ahaya sunnati inda fasad al-ummati, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that as the generation goes towards fasad, and as if a person goes towards deen, then the rewards for that person will be high. Elevated, the same sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, today today. If a person does amal on one sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, look at the hadith, tells us the reward. All of the sahaba, the noble companions, were shocked. This big a reward on one sunnah action, the reward of 100 shaheed? And which sunnah? Just to drink water. We drink water every day. You do, I do. But if you sit down in 3 sips and drink water, say Bismillah, say Alhamdulillah after, 100 shaheed reward. Tell me. Will we do this, brothers? All of us? True promise? Sincere promise? So make this solid promise in the heart today that from today when we drink water, Alhamdulillah, then if you see us drinking water, even if my legs got a pain, no problem. Sit in a higher place, take hold of the glass, according to the sunnah, drink the water with 3 sips, Alhamdulillah. This is will be such a great action of worship for you that you cannot imagine. You can imagine. And shaitan, he's made this deed for us so minor. And these diseases have spread in our ummah today. That's why we need to do islah. What's the reason we don't emphasize on the sunnah? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith, Mubarak, blessed hadith, that inside the body of a person, there's a piece of flesh. There is a piece of flesh. If that piece of flesh is correct, if it's good, the whole body is good and correct, in order. If that piece of flesh is not correct, not in good order, then the whole body will be in disorder. Such a big hadith. Now if we see, if we think and analyze that the whole, what we see here, the reason has been told to us for us not doing amal, not practicing deen, being lazy, not praying salah, committing sins, backbiting, lying. All of the sins, you name it, zahiri wa batini, all of the sins, the reason has been explained, fasid. That the person becomes a fasid, his eye becomes sinful, his mouth, his hands, his body, everything becomes fasid, evil, doing wrong. So when that person becomes fasid, then his actions become fasid. His eyes start to do wrong, his tongue says wrong, he prays salah, leaves, and he starts to swear. Or when he prays salah and leaves, he backbites, or the lies. Or he'll gossip and spread evil gossip. Such big sins these are that we cannot imagine. Backbiting is a massive sin. Lying is a massive sin. Why? Because our jism, our body, is become numb. It's become used to doing wrong. All the deeds we do, we've spoiled them, thrown them down the drain, contaminated them with darkness. We need to have this fikr, this worry, this concern. And this is a big concern, and we are all reliant on this concern. Because our qalb, our heart, why does a person commit sin? Our eyes commit sins, hands commit sins, our body commits sins. Why? Why? The hint has been given for this. The Prophet ﷺ has told us, what's the reason for this? That our heart has become fasid, it is spoiled, it is wrong. And if we do the islah of the heart, Alhamdulillah, if the heart becomes correct, then the whole body starts to do the right thing. So the cure has been told to us now. Why don't I pray? Why do I lie? Why do I commit fraud? Why do I backbite? Why do I listen to music and singing, and why do I do not prevent my eyes straying? What's the reason? We utilize different means to control these sins. But brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us the formula, the recipe for success. Why don't we pay attention to that? He's told us a beautiful cure. The correct your heart, Alhamdulillah, your whole body will become correct, Alhamdulillah. That's it. You just have to work hard. That's it. That's all we have to do. Isn't it? Just a little bit of trying, making effort. And as long as death doesn't come, we maintain our efforts. Consistent. If I've committed sin, because that will make hellfire for me, Jahannam. It will take me to Jahannam. So this is a very big duty, a task that we definitely have to implement. That we need to protect our heart. We need to rectify our heart. And Allah subhanallah, His help will come. Then the insan will start to pray salah. He will leave lying. And no wrong thing will come on his tongue. He'll feel that he's sinning and doing wrong. His feelings will become positive because his heart has been cured. Heart has been given a formula, a recipe for success. And a beautiful message will come from the hearts. And then the hands and the feet will stop doing bad sins. Go towards good. If a person has fear of Jahannam, hellfire, dying, the grave, everything we read in the Quran, then what he needs to do is do his islah of his heart. Rectify his heart. Improve his heart. Now the question, how can I do islah of my heart? How can I rectify my heart? How can I improve my heart? What's the reason? How do I do this? What's the hisab? What do I do so I can correct my heart? Improve the state of my heart. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us the prescription. The Prophet said that everything has a cleansing agent. To clean something, to purify something, to dust it down. Allah Ta'ala has created a means, a mode to clean things. So to correct the heart, to clean the heart, the Prophet said that Allah Ta'ala has created something, an action, and that is dhikr Allah, the remembrance of Allah. This is the reason why today our Aqabirin, if we see the lives of our forefathers, pious predecessors, the great Mushaykh, the Hajjat people, pray Tajjud, Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Rashid Ahmed Gogoi Sahib Rahmatullahi, all the history, the actions, the one action you will see, Khanqa Dhikr Allah, Khanqa Dhikr Allah. Today that thing is ended. That's why Alhamdulillah, until today their words, their discussions, their communication has been maintained and passed down to us. It looks as if it's fresh on the tip of our tongue, because they understood that Islah, rectification, always focus on the heart. So that thing that they took hold of with strength and vigor was Dhikr Allah. And today we've left that action, that nothing can improve our heart, nothing can clean a heart apart from the cure that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam have prescribed to us. And this is the fikr, the concern that we need to create, and we need to amal on this. This is not about listening, this is about doing. And we will do it when we consider that we are ill. But sad to say, shaitan doesn't allow us to understand or accept that we are ill. He shows us that we are well and fine and the best, but we'll have to accept that we do sin. Zahir, external, wabatin, internal, definitely we commit the sins. And if we do not protect ourselves, if we do not control, then how can we be saved? This is Allah who will take the hisab, and will realize when the sins will come in front of us, the batin, the sins we committed. So for that, my brothers, for that, Allah has ordered, Ya أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. O people of belief, what should you do? Do my dhikr, Allah says, with high abundance, high quantity, limitless. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Such a big verse, Allah Ta'ala has given a guarantee, تُفْلِحُونَ. And this is a very weighty word. The respected scholars know this. Tuflihun is so weighty, expansive. Hazrat Mulana Taqi Sahib Mudazalailahi has stated that I cannot do tafsir of these words. So much weight and impact in these words, he said. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has utilized these words in the Quran. Allah says everything in this world and the hereafter is covered by this tuflihun, success. That any issue of the world or any issue of the hereafter, from death, all the phases of the hereafter, from being born until a person dies, as long as he's got life, all comes into tuflihun. And Allah has given a guarantee that across all these phases, all the illnesses and the cures and the problems, if you want success and cure, is kept in what? In dhikr of Allah. Dhikr of Allah, my friends. Remember some, what dhikr is this? Dhikrun kathira. Listen to this point now. What's the difference? Wherever the point about dhikr is being mentioned, Allah Ta'ala used the word kathira. Kathira. Such great ibadat. Allah has given us salah. Can there be any ibadah, worship, action greater than salah? Faraiz a faraid. Compulsory. Nothing can compare. No deed can compare to salah. There's no deed that can compare. It's the greatest ibadah. Worship by, it's only 5 times a day. No. Limit. Fard. Zakat. There's a percentage. Hajj. There's a certain amount in the year or in your life. And fasting, certain amount. But dhikr kathiran kathira, Allah says subhanallah. So what we realize is that dhikr, we are desperately in need of dhikr. We are desperately in need of dhikr. And every person has a need for dhikr. Every person. Yes, not for dhikr. Because what is dhikr? There are two types. One is dhikr. Take the tasbih, the rosary bead, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. 12 tasbihs, 200 times, 300 times, 400 times. This is called dhikr we've done physical. Yes, and kathir dhikr, so that's dhikr to a certain number or amount. And dhikr kathir is unlimited dhikr, limitless. No higher quantity, no higher number. Just like, for example, you know in the text message, the unlimited bundle, unlimited text, unlimited calls, carries on. So Allah Ta'ala says, this is the dhikr I want, kathir, not the dhikr you count, rather unlimited dhikr. Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Allah says, do my dhikr, in what way? Sleeping, awake, walking, sitting, standing, every moment you should be doing my dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says. This is the standard Allah Ta'ala has given for dhikr, criteria. This is called dhikran kathir. Doing Allah's dhikr in high abundance, high quantity. So how do we do this? Question arises. How shall we do this? How? We have to work, sleep, walk. Allah Ta'ala says, always you have to do my dhikr at all times. So what is the tariqah? Allah has given us the tariqah, the methodology. What is the methodology? Allah says, for doing this dhikr, you can't do it from your hands, from your tongue. This dhikr is done by what? Allah says, I've prepared for this dhikr. Dhikr and kathir is done by the heart. Subhanallah. If that heart won't stop, your heart won't stop, so your dhikr won't stop. So when the heart stops, that will be our final moment. When the heart stops, when we are departing from this world, that will be our final moment. And dhikr at that time will still be continuing with the fadl of Allah. Subhanallah. So this is the dhikr we have to do. And the restriction? There's no restriction. How should we do dhikr? I'm running my shop, business, dars, teaching children. I've got ups and downs, thousands of things in the world I have to do. But what's the order here? Dhikran, kathira. So what do we do? How? That we need to remember Allah with our hearts. When a person learns the dhikr of the heart, then his heart becomes alive. His qalb becomes alive. Qalb jari. Heart alive. When the qalb is alive, the heart is alive, then every second moment that servant remembers his Rabb with every beat of God. Allah, 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 Allah. Alhamdulillah, to this extent, that from the ears he can start to hear his heart doing dhikr of Allah with Allah's fadl, with Allah's grace. And he calls out to Allah. So, how many people don't know about this? They don't know the tariqah of dhikr. Look at this, how far back we've gone. This is the fasad. This is the biggest, you can say, darkness in society today. So brothers, will we do this dhikr? Inshallah. It's very simple, you don't have to work hard, there's no effort, no difficulty, you don't have to do wudu, you don't have to hold a tasbih, you don't have to focus on something visually, you don't have to go to your bed, sleep, wake up, nothing. Every second, every moment, the insan, the servant can do dhikr of Allah. 24/7, that you can close your eyes, lie down, your heart is saying, Allah, 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 Allah. That's it. But just once you need to charge your battery. Put the cell into the heart. Because our hearts are dead. They are dead. They are asleep. 10 years, somebody 25 years, 35 years, 40 years, 80 years, people's hearts are dead. Yes, they're dead. But haven't made it alive. So the first action we need to do is we need to make our hearts alive. We need to learn from a teacher who knows this dhikr, who can give it to you, who can teach it to you. Say, Hazrat, respected Sheikh, please tell me how to do this dhikr. Within a second, he'll teach you how to do that dhikr. He'll put that dhikr into your heart, put the battery into your heart. Your heart will say, Allah, 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 Allah. Subhanallah. That's why we go to the friends of Allah, the awliya Allah. There's no other reason. Hazrat, teach us dhikr as well. Make my heart alive. So I can also start to do dhikr of Allah. So I can also do dhikr and kathir. Because you know the rewards, how many great rewards there are for dhikr. You mashallah hear this regularly. But today, this is the action we need to do. Yes? That we need to learn dhikr. Will you learn, brothers? Good. So it's your choice. Allah Ta'ala is prepared. Allah's prepared, and this is the witness. This masjid is the witness. Everything in the masjid is witness. Maulana Sahib is a witness. This day is a witness. Everyone here is a witness to each other. That Allah says, I have prepared for you. Zahiri, obviously, every human being has to present himself to Allah in the hereafter, and this will come out. Right and left will come out. Our deeds and sins. Allah will say, show your deeds on the right, sins on the left. Allah will ask, didn't I prepare for you in a very nice way that day that there should be deeds all over your body? Yes, there shouldn't be one sin on your body today. Allah will say, there shouldn't be a sin on your body. Why? Because when a human being does the dhikr of Allah, then Allah has made the system such, the cycle. As soon as he does dhikr of Allah, the previous sins are washed, cleaned, wiped. Everything is wiped away. Like, for example, we're here. Allah sent us, Allah seated us down from above. Allah Ta'ala, the angels, they're announcing this hadith. As soon as the gathering takes place and people come to do the dhikr of Allah, there's no differentiation here. Sinful, zina, he's done zina, he drinks alcohol, he gambles, he sells this, he's done wrong. No, in this gathering, the differentiation is eliminated. There's no classification. It's gone. All classifications, differentiations have gone. Person who comes and sits in this gathering, his book of sin is closed, slammed shut. No hisab kitab, no sins. No sins to the name. That's it. Allah said, this is my gathering. Everyone is included. Stop the sins, how much of a thief he is, a bandit. You have no link, O angels, with this. Stop all of the discussion about sins. Go and announce, O angels. Allah Ta'ala tells the angels, go and announce. The angel will announce. Those people who have come to this majlis, just like this person who came last, this child. Yes, his name has been written in those list of the people who are forgiven. That he doesn't understand what I'm saying. Probably doesn't understand because where do these speeches about dhikr take place? Very few people here. There are very few people that focus on this, pay attention to this. And we should pay attention to this, emphasize this. If we can save our generation today, our new generation. And I tell you the truth. 100%. We have got that generation of fitna. So that even lecture speeches don't affect us. Quran doesn't affect us. I swear by Allah, I tell you, I have seen big gatherings, such massive gatherings, people come to give speeches, and from the back, they're playing with their phones at the back. Yes? So today, the impact of the bayan has finished. We need a desperate pill today, and the cure today that can cure us, the company of the friends of Allah, and the dhikr of al-awli, this can save us. I tell you the reality. That's it. Otherwise, it's very difficult. This hadith, that Qiyamah will not come until that time, as long as one person is present in the world saying Allah's name. What we realize from this is that until Qiyamah, if we will be protected, if our iman will be protected, it will be from one thing, dhikr Allah. Dhikr Allah. Big fitna as well. This is nothing at the moment. More fitnas have come. Every night a new challenge gets born. Instead, when we go to sleep today, I swear by Allah, by tomorrow morning, the sun will rise with a new fitna, a new test, a new facade, like the rain pelting down. There's so much danger on iman, I cannot tell you, brothers. Understand what I'm saying? Death is near. We follow thousands of janazas. May Allah let people go in good ways and good circumstances. But if we look at Quran hadith, then it sees that today, that oof, people's names have been cut off the lists. That's how dangerous a generation we're living in today. Full of sins and darkness. Allah Ta'ala has put a veil between us and our sins. People cannot see, but at least let's do this. At least we should create the awareness that if we want to be saved from the sins, if Allah save us from the sins, Allah save us from the sin is a big wretched curse. That if our sisters and mothers are listening, I'm explaining to them as well. I'm telling them as well. Be alert that our children, our new generation will not be corrected with no method, but I say with guarantee, a big person who's zina, alcohol, drugs, whatever, but if you bring a child and sit him in dhikr of Allah, he will be changed. This is the experience of my life. No nasiha, no advice, no talk. Beards come, imamah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, love comes through it. Why? There are reasons, the hadith testify that as the heart is clean, washed, then your body will start to be corrected, your life will start to be corrected, you come on the right path. Have yaqeen on this. Yaqeen. The more you correct your heart, the more you clean your heart, then your body will come into line. I swear by Allah that our wujud, our body, which was so ashamed of following the sunnah, that if you tell someone to wear imamah, he'll sweat. He'll sweat. This is my experience. That if you say to someone directly, put imam on, and he says, no, what's this you're doing? I have to go to work. What are you saying? Wallahi, when he starts to do dhikr of Allah, after 40 days without telling him, his body, condition, feelings, emotions, he'll go to the big office block wearing that same attire. What is this? Why? Because his qalb has improved and changed. His heart has flipped. So we need to change the hearts of our children. They have the desire for music, singing. Immediately it will flip and come towards the dhikr of Allah, tilawat, the recitation. I'm telling you the reality. This is such a tariqah, Allah has given us dhikr of Allah, that for this generation, it's a massive, massive, desperate need for us. So we need to do this, my brothers. We need to correct our hearts, and for that we need to do dhikr qalbi kathira, dhikr, abundance, high quantity. And everyone around us, everything around us today will be a witness. Such a great majlis. Anyone who comes to this gathering, the majlis was formed, it started a little while ago. Such a great gathering, such a great majlis, such a great action, dhikr of Allah. Allah is announcing that Allah doesn't look at your sins. This person's in Allah, announces to the angels. What's the announcement? Allah says, announce to the whole universe, to the whole world. When the angel announces, it's not just us who's listening, is it? It's not just it's the ants and the atom particles and the spiders. Allah will present, introduce this gathering to the whole universe. Subhanallah. Allah will introduce this gathering to the whole universe, and such an introduction that the fish in the seas will testify on the day of judgment. Allah, this person's forgiveness, it has to take place. We testify to that gathering of dhikr. Allah, because they heard the announcement. Allah will say, announce to the angels. Allah will say, announce all those people who came to this gathering. And they had fikr with islah. They wanted to correct their hearts. In my majlis, they came and said, this is my gathering. Allah says, my gathering. This is Allah's gathering. Allah says, they've come. And I gave them invitation. They have arrived, those people. That's it, announced to them. Announced to them, Allah says. Their bakshish has occurred. Their forgiveness has occurred. That's it. Allah's choice, whoever He wants to forgive. Can anybody stop Allah? No. So Allah says, angels say, Allah, this person. Allah says, everyone, not just forgiveness, rather all their previous sins that were super glued to them. Allah says, I wipe away those sins as well. And Allah says, I will not waste those sins. Allah says, I won't just wash them down the drain. I love this man so much who's come to my gathering for my dhikr. I love him so much. All the sins that are attached to his body that people disliked him and hated him, Allah says that those sins, I will not waste them. Rather, I will transfer all of those sins to good deeds. Subhanallah, is there benefit of sitting here or not, my friends? Was there benefit for coming or not? Tell me. So this is a great majlis, dhikr of Allah. How fortunate, how lucky is that person? And what a great selection of Allah. Even if he's poor, no money, no status, no name, but if morning and evening, if they regularly attain the majlis of dhikr, then tell me how great a human being that person must be. Great, this is a miracle of this day and age, of this Quran and the hadith. I tell you this, that how can we reject? Allah says that thing I've made lazim, essential in this place where there's no deen. Allah says I will promote this deed as according to the rights that are due to this. Can anyone think Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, when the ulama come, they see after 1 year, even now the same gathering is formed the same way. 50 years the gathering that Allah Ta'ala established, Alhamdulillah, the same way people are gathering and they sit, 60, 70 people sit down, do dhikr, do dua. And they do dua for the ummah, and they pray ishraq, and they go to their homes. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because this is amal-e-haq, the right amal. Allah says, so that when a person comes to the dunya, if he wants to islah, he shouldn't stay thirsty. That we, Allah says, I've established the majlis. This is the haq of this gathering or not? Tell me. Isn't this? This is the haq. But if we don't do it, then these all things around us will testify, bear witness that we will be beaten with the shoes and we won't be able to imagine. So today, you invited me, I've come, I've sat in your service. I'm so grateful to you, brothers, that you've called me, and I will like that. I'll do dua as well, that every person, man, who's come to this masjid after Isha, please, inshallah, I invite you. Every man, child, whoever's here, youth, come and learn dhikr qalbi, dhikr of the heart, and make your heart alive. Yes, it's very easy. I will tell you the tariqah, the method is very easy. You just need to learn dhikr, make your heart alive, morning and evening. And whilst you're walking, talking, walking, traveling, it will not stop. It will not stop. You just have to pay attention to your heart. Just the wajjuh. Little bit of attention to your heart, a little bit. And then after a little while, you have so much practice that you won't even need to focus anymore. Automatically, your heart will drive you itself. It will push you itself. That don't do this, focus on me, remember Allah. So this is a great ni'mah. If you learn this dhikr today, great gift of Allah. Time is short. Let's do a bit of dhikr now. 10 minutes. And then inshallah after that, after Isha, those brothers who want to learn dhikr, then I invite you. I will teach you dhikr. Wa akhru dawana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المرسلين جميع المرسلين طه ياسين حبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما ابدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا ومننا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم صمتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعبدنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته وأشرنا بزمرته يا كريم اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا بنا وذرياتنا قوة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.